Thank you so much for downloading this devotional from Truth Matters Church. Today's devotional is titled, Walk in a Manner Worthy, from our series in Colossians. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. Last time we saw how Paul continuously prayed that the Colossians would be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That's from Colossians 1 verse 9. And today we continue looking at the apostle's encouraging passage in this letter. Paul wrote in Colossians 1 verses 10 to 11, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. This is not the first time that Paul instructed a church to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. He said the same thing to the Ephesians in chapter 4 verse 1, the Philippians in chapter 1 verse 27, and the Thessalonians in chapter 2 verse 12. In many of our previous studies, we've seen the importance of maintaining a thriving faith, one that produces fruit and has tangible evidence of the Spirit working in our lives. Christianity is not a passive religion, and saving faith is more than a one-time event where we just raise a hand, accept Jesus into our heart, and then never think about Him again. Salvation is not fire insurance, if you know what I mean. Being a true disciple of Christ involves obedience and daily surrender of our will to Christ's lordship over our lives, and that's why we call Him the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of this, we must walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. But what does this mean practically speaking? Well, thankfully, Paul explains it right here in this passage. Looking through these few verses, we see this walk comprises having a true faith in Christ, loving other believers, hoping for heaven, and of course, sharing and living out the truth of the gospel, both inwardly and outwardly. This bearing fruit in every good work blesses us, those around us, and most importantly, it blesses and glorifies God. In doing so, we are strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy. I feel it's important to take a moment and examine the strengthened with all power mentioned in this passage because it can easily be taken out of context. We must look at this carefully to understand what we receive and why we receive it. Many people often quote Philippians 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, thinking that God will give them the strength to win a ball game or make it through a busy work week. And while that's not necessarily untrue, the context of this verse is about Paul's troubles and tribulations, and he was discussing his ability to be content in all situations, especially hardships. Read Philippians 4, verses 10 to 20. Likewise, when we look at Colossians 1, verse 11, we must take into account the last portion of this sentence, for all endurance and patience with joy. The word endurance is from the Greek hupomene, which is most often translated as patience, or as Strong's puts it, the characteristic of a man who has not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the strongest trials and sufferings. And the English word patience in this sentence is from the Greek makrothymia, which is most often rendered as long-suffering. So both of the words Paul used here refer to patiently enduring trials, tribulations, and suffering for Christ. The strength God gives us when we walk in a manner worthy of the Lord Jesus is not to win a big game or to make it through Bay Area traffic during morning commute, although I admit that often does feel like great tribulation. But instead, it is to endure real hardships with patience, knowing that God is in control. This boils down to faith and trust that God has our back even when it doesn't seem like it. The Spirit gives us the power to endure tribulation and significant suffering for Christ with patience and, yes, even joy. And as you can imagine, this is not something mustered from within us, but instead it is both an inward and outward sign of our salvation and the amazing grace and the love that God has for His children. The Apostle Paul was intimately acquainted with suffering. His life in Christ was one of extreme hardship, and yet his joy in the Lord, and even his joy in enduring trials for God's glory, exudes from the pages of his 13 epistles. And this same joy is available to us even today if we commit ourselves to walking in a manner worthy of the Lord, putting less effort into our earthly ambitions, loving others as ourselves, and of course pursuing Christ with our whole heart. God does much of this hard work in our hearts through His Holy Spirit, but it still takes our continued effort, submission, obedience, and commitment to walking the narrow path for His work in us to bear fruit for His eternal kingdom. Thank you again for listening to this devotional from Truth Matters Church. You can find more like this on our website, truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.